Catherine, Catherine Whitlock, Whitlock, 429-47. This is a 77-year-old woman, divorced, used to run gas stations and restaurants with her husband before she got divorced, and subsequently he passed away, period. She was originally from Big Sandy, Texas. She moved to Katy to be close to her family, period. She suffers from hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, also had a stroke in 2014 with mild right-sided weakness. She's able to ambulate with a walker. She remains at a high risk of fall. Surgery, tubal ligation, carpal tunnel surgery, allergy, non-immunization, no recent immunization reported, hospitalization. She was hospitalized 2 years ago with pneumonia. Review of system, her weight's okay. She's bowel and bladder continence. She does require some help with ADL. She's a high risk of fall. She used a walker to get around. Family history, mom died of some sort of cancer when patient was only 9 years old. Dad died of myocardial infarction and had a history of cancer. Social, no smoking, no drinking, as I mentioned. She has 5 children, 2 miscarriages. She had a set of twins at age 36. Once again, she's single. Medication includes Tradjenta, 5 milligrams a day, metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, lisinopril, 40 milligrams a day, Neurontin, 100 milligrams two at bedtime. An examination, blood pressure is 137 over 66, O2 side 95%, pulse is 108, heart positive, pulse positive is 2 over 6, systolic ejection murmur noted, lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with amylation. Assessment, 77-year-old divorced woman, resides in a group home with history of obesity, diabetes, hypertension, blood pressure controlled, blood sugars have been pretty stable, A1C. Hovers around 7, she tells me. She's awake, she's alert, she's able to give me good history. She has mild right-sided weakness. Oh, and the neurological under exam put down very mild right-sided weakness, noted. She has mild right-sided weakness, no dysphagia, no aphasia, no aspiration syndromes reported. Also has nerve damage and neuropathy related to her diabetes. She's functioning quite well at her age, requires some help with ADL. She is bowel and bladder continent, and is a high risk of fall, period. Next question is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Moten, M-O-T-E-N, 7952, 73-year-old gentleman. Seen for face-to-face today at 2:30 at 1700. For a face-to-face evaluation. Patient has a history of brainstem stroke, COPD. Patient's hospice diagnosis is brainstem stroke, also suffers from COPD, shortness of breath, hypertension. He has a chronic Foley catheter, depression, anxiety, BPH, left-sided weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, total and completely bedbound, symptoms of aspiration related to the brainstem stroke, period. Patient has a history of respiratory failure and has been hospitalized most recently from July 22nd to July 26th with UTI, cough, congestion, and what appeared to be possible bronchitis. Again, patient has a new Foley catheter that requires changing every month, period. His appetite has been stable. Patient also suffers from renal insufficiency, hyperkalemia, hyperlipidemia. Patient's left-sided weakness has been chronic with no significant change, period. Patient also has protein, calorie, malnutrition. MAC is at 22 centimeter, which is much diminished. PPS is 40%. Given natural progression of the disease, most recent hospitalization, and most recent hospitalization, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period.